Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Well, Sedgwick County Election Office says more than 10,000 Wichita residents have already cast ballots for the March 3rd special election, asking Wichita voters to approve that citywide 1% sales tax increase. A county spokesperson said Friday that more than 4,500 voters have cast early ballots at advanced voting locations. The election office also mailed out 11,000 advanced ballots to registered voters who've applied by mail. More than 6,000 have already been returned. With us now to talk about Tuesday's election is Celeste Reset from Save Taxpayers Vote No. Celeste, thank you for joining us.
Oh, John, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here. It's fun to be broadcasting live.
It's nice to have you. We've had you on the show a couple times before. One of the few Democrats who've actually come on the show. So, but this is interesting because you're here. It's funny. I was talking with Ben Davis actually from Wichita Forward. And I told him, I congratulated him because it's one of the few times that he's actually been able to unite communists, Democrats, libertarians, and Republicans on something, and it's in opposition to him.
I know. So. He did a great service to us with all of that awful publicity he did for Wichita Forward in the beginning. And yes, it united us. We took advantage of that, I'd say.
According to city concert, the estimates, and I mentioned it in the monologue, this thing's going to cost about $352 a year is what the average Wichita family would cost in the sales tax.
Yes.
And I know, you know, the proponents will argue, yes, but you could save on property taxes.
Right.
But in order to do that, first off, you have to own a home or
yep.
a business. And, you know, I get that. But if you don't, if you're a renter or you're someone on a fixed income or someone who is it still is going to cost you more
exactly.
to in sales taxes than you're going to possibly, even unless you own a, you know, I don't know, like a Ty Masterson kind of palatial mansion. I'm looking
yeah.
at it when I say that. You know, unless you're living out in real fancy estates or something, there's no way that math works. The math ain't mathing.
That's right. In fact, 40% of Wichitans rent, so they're not going to see any of this property tax savings coming to them. They're going to be paying double in food groceries, and they're going to paying 13% more in everything else. So no, they're not going to gain from this. The math is all wrong, and it really boils down to why would you want to pay more in tax when it ends up costing you and your family?
Well,
it's regressive.
And it's the same thing for a lot of the other amenities. I mean, and don't get me wrong, there are a lot of things in this I think people could get behind. I think it'd be great to have a new Convention Visitors Bureau. It might be nice to have a new Performing Arts Center. I think
sure.
we all would like to see Century 2 better maintained. But at the same stake, a lot of those people who are going to be spending another $352 a year at the grocery store.
Right.
By the way, the legislature eliminated the sales tax on food. This includes sales tax on food.
It does.
You know, those people might not be able to afford to go to a concert at the new Performing Arts Center.
Yeah. And what's really ironic is the city pays about $1 million a year to do surveys. And for the past few years, the surveys have told them that this is not high on anybody's wish list to have a new performing arts or to expand Bob Brown. So it's really ironic that the city pays to survey its residents and then ignores the results. No one's asked for a new performing arts center. No one's asked for Bob Brown to be expanded. So really what the city needs to focus on is what a city does. A city does infrastructure. We need clean water, so let's get the Wichita water plant working. We need good roads, so let's fill the potholes and make sure that we don't bump down our streets. And let's take care of the basic essentials of our downtown greenery spaces and our parks and recreation. So yeah, it's kind of silly how this has become a wish list for the hierarchy and not really the basic needs that the citizens of Wichita want and need.
You know, and we're talking.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Talking with Celeste Brissett from Save Taxpayers Vote No, you know, their argument, the Wichita Forward folks will say, oh, well, it's police and fire. And that has been, if you watch any of the TV spots,
they're tugging at that issue.
Yep. And again, I think most of us would say, okay, yes, that's a core function of government. But a lot of that stuff's already in the CIP.
Yep.
They're just not prioritizing it. And I think the mold issue has been a perfect example. They've known about these mold problems for 20 years, but they haven't been prioritizing it. Instead,
exactly.
They've been building the Portland Loos. They've been spending 2% a year on art, including a $1.2 million piece of art down at the water treatment plant. You know, look, if the mold remediation was that big of a problem, why are we building pickleball courts? Why aren't we dealing with police and fire?
It's called deferred maintenance, and it should be something that's just part of the regular budget. In fact, we've got plenty of money actually in our reserves. We've got $50 million in the general fund reserve. We've got almost $40 million in the stabilization reserve. Come on, we've got almost $100 million sitting in reserves. We're not broke. We've got this money. It just needs to be spent, like you said, on regular maintenance, on regular infrastructure. Let's budget for it. Let's take care of our capital improvement projects. Let's get those new fire stations, as has been budgeted for next year and the year after. Quit making this into a suddenly there's an emergency. There's not. This has been planned for. We've got the money for it. Quit saying we have to raise taxes to take care of these basic needs. They're already in the budget with the CIP.
Well, another issue that has come up is, and this is where you really got started, you cut your teeth on the Century 2 issue.
Yep, I did.
And yet, there was a major article that came out recently about how they've been, for lack of a better term, misappropriating funds for things like, the
Fairfield Inn
and Visit Wichita that's sitting on millions of dollars,
pays the CEO
something like $300,000 a year,
right?
And yet we're going to now raise sales taxes in order to fund Century 2 when in reality you've been misappropriating the funds for years.
Yep.
And I'm not blaming the city council. That's not Lily Wu's fault. That's not Dalton or JV's fault. That's the staff's fault. As far as I'm concerned, somebody over there needs to be fired.
Yep. So here's another good point you brought up, too, is you can say that this is a tax that is going for a specific need, but just like the hotel guest tax, exactly what you said, it got scraped off and used for other purposes other than what it was created for. That's the problem with this sales tax. There's no guarantee that it won't go for other related expenses, which could be Lord knows what in this slush fund. So that's what's dangerous about taxes, is they get misused and they get misappropriated, just like the hotel guest tax.
Well, and I don't know if you were aware of this. John Rolfe spoke to, which, by the way, that's the other thing I don't like, is this Wichita Forward Group, a bunch of three rich guys who inherited their daddy's companies. None of them have ever held a real job. They're just a bunch of rich guys. And, you know, I'm sorry. I like a guy that has actually signed, you know, the front of checks instead of the back of checks. But at any rate, you know, these guys, but he was at a deal for the Chamber of Commerce the other day, and he was asked about the money, and he actually said the quiet part out loud. He said that he'd like to be able to take the money that's not spent and put it elsewhere. So there's just so much questions about how this is going to be used and how it's going to be spent, and I just... Again, it comes back down to trust us. Well, I'm sorry, I don't. And it's, again, it's not the city council, it's the staff and Wichita Forward, and I don't trust them with $1 billion.
Well, here's a question I asked Aaron Bastian. Remember, I'm a banker, and I was with the FDIC as a bank examiner and a fraud investigator. So when I was at Rotary, I asked Aaron Bastian, who's also a banker, I said, if someone walked into your bank, Fidelity, and wanted an unsecured loan for $850 million with no collateral, no budget, no schedule of what they were going to spend on overhead, would you make that loan? And the audience laughed at his response because they knew he was not being serious. But that's this whole issue, is it's not only about trust. There's no blueprints. There's no site plans.
Right,
yes.
There's
no salary expenditures. There's no overhead estimates. This needs to be detailed out in five separate buckets so that voters can vote on each one of these various wish lists and see them vetted in the budget process under the new city manager, Dennis Marstall. Come on, let's give the new manager a chance to wrap his hands around the finances of the city. Let's give Mayor Wu a chance. She tried to break this out. Let's support her on that. So please vote no. There's too many undefined details, and let's vet them in five different buckets in November or August election. It doesn't mean this is done. It just means, for heaven's sakes, guys, you've given us a wish list with no detail. Taxpayers deserve better than that. So vote no, and let's break it out into five buckets and start over again.
And that really is what it comes down to. I mean, I can tell them, go to your Facebook page, which is Save Taxpayers Vote No. Mm-hmm. But really what this comes down to, I mean, you know, we're here. It's time. So, folks, really what it comes down to is they need to go. We need to make sure they go vote.
Go vote.
And they vote no.
That's right. That's right. And if you have any questions about why we lack trust in the decisions that have been made in the past, look no further than the water plant, which is broken, and we're waiting on consultants to tell us what the bill will be to actually get it running.
Celeste, I appreciate you joining us this evening. And by the way, thank you for sponsoring us and bringing us here tonight. We appreciate that.
Yep. It's a team effort.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 470?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50?
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Your line just went down. Production stopped.
A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.